We have our fried PB&J, corn dog.
As a chef from Delaware North Companies was highlighting some of the new food items at home games this season, Buffalo Bills officials and Erie County Sheriff Timothy Howard were discussing fan safety. Andy Major, Bills Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience, says despite the viral videos showing Bills fans gone wild, the team actually had a record low number of fan incidents last year.
But we want to make sure that everyone understands we're going to hold those folks accountable, the few minority of fans that do some of those things out there in the community and on game day. That we feel are unsafe.
Major says there were fan-related problems at the bus parking spaces last year. This year, they're selling permits for those spaces in advance to have more information ready about who's using them. The Erie County Sheriff's Department will be among police watching the lots surrounding the stadium and guiding traffic. Spokesman Scott Zilka encourages fans to use their Twitter account to follow live updates.
And we're doing live updates. So Abbott Road is now closed. 20A is now closed to westbound traffic. Those type of things, gates are now open, just to keep people updated and who are not familiar with the game day experience and traffic experience.
The Bills host the Los Angeles Chargers Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.